From the Sky News Centre at 4, tsunami warnings have been lifted after two large earthquakes off the coast of Indonesia prompted fears of a tidal wave. Waters did hit coastal areas of northern Sumatra, but measured about 80 centimetres or 30 inches. Dr. David Rothery, who runs the Open University's Environmental Sciences Department, explains why the quake didn't trigger a huge tsunami.
In 2004, when the Indian Ocean floor goes below Sumatra, the crossbones of Sumatra pinged back up. That was vertical displacement, caused a lot of displacement of seawater, hence the tsunami. But today, it slipped sideways past itself, so there was no up and down movement to displace the seawater.
A looter's been jailed for 11 and a half years for starting the fire which destroyed the Reeves furniture store in South London during last year's riots. Gordon Thompson admitted arson after the jury was shown video of him attacking the shop in Croydon. The 34-year-old also pleaded guilty to burglary charges. Our reporter Ian Woods was at the Old Bailey to hear Judge Peter Thornton's closing remarks.
He said to him that this was a deliberate, willful act of shocking, dangerous vandalism. The Reeves family lost their historic business, something they and generations before had lived and worked for all their lives. Their loss is priceless. The trauma they have suffered is inestimable.
Nine workers trapped inside a mine in southern Peru have been rescued. The men were brought to the surface after spending almost a week underground. Energy suppliers have bowed to government pressure and agreed to help customers bring down their bills. The six main suppliers will contact households annually, advising them of the best value tariffs available. The government's planning to beef up the Citizens Advice Bureau, giving it greater powers to protect consumers. It'll take on responsibilities from the Office of Fair Trading and other government departments in an effort to streamline consumer advice. And Wales Rugby Union international Lloyd Burns has been forced to retire aged just 27. The Newport Gwent Dragons hooker is facing possible heart surgery. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I don't know what to do.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Thank you and welcome if you've only recently joined me. You've joined me for a good hour, though, because my guest's coming in this hour. So make sure you stay listening. She'll be joining me at 4:30 here in the studio. And thank you to my chat room guests as well. They've been keeping me company on the Phoenix website, even though there was one stage where I didn't talk to them both for about half an hour because I was so stressed out about this calculator. I can't believe that I've learned not to trust my phone calculator. I'm a little bit upset about this, but I'm glad I realised before it was too late.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Speed restriction on the A127 eastbound track between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War, and that one's of 40 miles per hour. You'll also find that the Central Line is disrupted at Bank, the Circle Line's disrupted at Monument, no service on the Waterloo and City at Bank, and no service on the Docklands Line. Light Railway Bank to Shadwell.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Well, you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called us and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a. I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd, you there?
What? What?
Yeah, mighty thirsty, all right.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-war fool, Joe Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the payback for the labor. Still I need a face.
Again, firing up the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But needing nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune into the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This
Friday and Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Abigail's Party is going to be presented to you by Beyond the Rainbow Theatre Company at the Brentwood Theatre. Set out in the 1970s, the infamous Mike Leigh story tells of a glam cocktail party that only serves to show how dysfunctional all the characters are. And both couples are unhappily married, while the unseen Abigail holding a teenage party down the road whilst her mum and dad are out. Competing housewives Beverly and Angela snipe at each other until the tension finally snaps. The play ends abruptly in tragic and unexpected circumstances. If you want to get your ticket, call the box office on 012-77-200-305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Say hey boy, come on right around. So I knock at the door, you were standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, dressed in long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the
To the rhythm, so it was early morning, thought we better be leaving, so I gave you my jacket for you to hold, told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules, I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools, we were just doing things young people in love do, parents trying to find out what we were to. Why can't you keep your promises? No more saying you'll be home by 12, come strolling in at 4. Out with the girls, but leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Wearing a jacket, whose property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me?
Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Now, you might find one on the A128 northbound between Kelvedon and Hatch and Doddinghurst, about 150 yards before reaching the speed camera, close to the camping supplies shop, unless it's gone. Also on the A128, there's a pothole on the southbound carriageway just past the junction with Running Waters and adjacent to Hartswood Golf Course. On the A129 Rayleigh Road, just east of the junction with Wash Road and Wash Road itself between the two Talon Road junctions, you'll find one. And there's another one on the A129 heading west out of Billericay, about half a mile before the traffic lights for Tyne Common Road and Western Road.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Don't forget that shortly in the studio, Trisha Sharp will be joining me. She is from the Trampolining Centre up in Worley, and she's going to be telling me about her venture to be an Olympic torch carrier.
Just a poor girl in a rich man's house.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6, and as promised, I'm now joined in the studio by Tricia Sharp. She has come all the way from Worley, I presume. How was the traffic? I always like to ask that question. I'm always interested.
Not too bad. Easter holidays.
Oh, let me just... It would help if I turned your microphone on. Sorry. It's habit. It's the Easter holidays. Oh, yes. And when does that all finish?
This is the last week. Back to school next week, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, then. Now, Tricia, you're from the trampolining centre, aren't you? Up in Worley?
Yeah, the trampoline activity centre in Worley.
And just explain how, what that's all about for listeners that are perhaps listening to you for the first time. They haven't heard you on Phoenix before, or they don't have time to read their papers or whatever, and they don't know, or they haven't seen it.
Okay, it's a brand new facility, a unique facility called the Trampoline and Activity Centre, Keys Hall, Eagle Way, Worley. Telephone number 01277 500282 if you wish to ring up to find out more about it. But basically, we specialise in delivering trampolining to any age, from age 2.5 upwards.
Yeah.
Any ability or disability is welcome at the centre.
Yeah, yeah. Fabulous. I can tell that you're very well rehearsed at saying that, isn't it? I'm like that about certain things as well. Now, I read in the paper that you are going to be carrying the Olympic torch at some point on its journey. Is this true?
Yes, absolutely true. On Friday the 6th of July, my turn to carry the torch in the relay. This was because of working on the project to build this community facility for 12 years.
So did you have to get in touch with them about that, or did you just all of a sudden receive like a surprise phone call?
No, I was nominated. I didn't know I was going to be nominated until Councillor Mark Reed, bless him, nominated me again because of the work that I'd done on the Community Centre for Trampolining, which is obviously a regional centre. It's in Brentwood, but it's for the whole of the eastern region for trampolining. So Councillor Mark Reed asked me would I mind. He wrote a wonderful report on everything I'm supposed to have done.
Did he get to choose? Was it all up to him?
No, he just nominated me. The Mayor, Councillor Joan Holmes, seconded it, put it forward, and it was sent off to the local committee, to the 2012 committee, and they chose from that who they wanted to carry the torch.
Oh, wow. And how many have we got, you know, because I saw there were a number of photos in the newspaper at the time of it being released who had been picked to carry the Olympic torch for parts of its journey.
Mm.
Do you know how many others you're amongst? Because I think there's a few, aren't there?
Do you know
who hands it to you and who you hand it to?
No, don't know that much yet. Don't exactly know who
it's like
from.
A relay.
It is a relay. That's exactly what it is.
A relay that goes all the way round.
Yeah.
Where does it? I don't actually know that much about the Olympic torch, because some people get really, really into all of that, and I'm like, look, you know, the Olympic torch, yes, but you know, I'm going to watch the Olympics. I don't need to. But some people actually follow the Olympic torch on its journey. I think you can do it online, but I'm not following its journey. But what I'd like to know is, does it travel all over the world?
It's certainly going for the whole length of the United Kingdom. It's 8,000 people have been chosen. As far as I know, they're 8,000 ordinary.
The UK, or does it go around the whole world?
I think that's the actual path. Yeah, it's really through the United Kingdom. We are doing that to include as many ordinary people as possible.
Yeah.
In part of the Olympic Games, and it's a great honour to be part of it, even just a tiny part.
So do you know how long you're going to be carrying it for? And are you going to be walking? Do they wish you to be on horseback?
Horseback would be interesting, but I don't think that's part of it. I don't think even a bike is part of it. I don't think
horseback would be any fun if the horse spooked. Imagine that.
Well,
trying to control a horse carrying an Olympic torch. You'd be like, okay, which is more important, my safety or not damaging this Olympic torch? Because it must be worth quite a lot of money, is it? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I do know that the people who have been nominated to carry the Olympic torch or chosen to carry the Olympic torch do get an opportunity to purchase an Olympic torch, which we will be doing and having in the reception area of the Trampoline Activity Centre, just
like
in acknowledgement.
A mini one or a real big one?
No, I think it is a full-sized, you know, the one we're going to be carrying.
You're joking.
So you can have it as a something to remember your efforts.
Oh, wow. And we have to pay for that?
You do have to pay for it,
really?
Yes.
Really? Even though you're going to put the effort into being a carrier? I don't believe it.
But nobody else gets the opportunity to purchase one. So I suppose, one of the 8,000 people that have been chosen.
So it doesn't matter how much money you've got in the world, no one else is going to have the opportunity to purchase one.
That's as I understand it.
Right, okay. Okay, so... So you're going to be carrying the Olympic torch, and that's wonderful, and no doubt all of our local newspapers will be there. Will you be starting at the trampolining centre or not?
No, the pathway is set by LOCOG, by the Olympic Committee, so they have chosen the path of the torch throughout the whole of the country and the routes that it's going to be taking.
Oh, so you'll have to leave the centre that day.
I won't be at the centre, unfortunately. Oh. I won't even be in Brentwood, believe it or not. My particular route is somewhere in Basildon.
Really?
I know. A lot of people, as I understand it.
I would have loved to have, like, watched you
on
your
route. Well, you still can. You can come down to Basildon.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've got a bit of a fear of driving to Basildon. I used to have to go there for work. Oh, no, I don't mean that. Yeah, that sounds like I'm... No, I've got nothing against Basildon as a place. It's just that I've got a fear of the place where I used to work. It was so scary.
Oh, bless you. No, it's... as I understand it, not everybody gets to carry the torch in the area that they necessarily have done their good work. So... It could have been anywhere, Basildon is okay. It's not too bad. It must be a logistical nightmare, Gabby, for the 2012 to organise all of this. So you get what you're given, and I'm happy to be
running along
in Basildon.
I'm sure the 2012 team get paid fine. now, tell me something else. You're currently raising some money for the Trampolining Centre, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The next project at the centre is to fully equip our multisensory room, which is an interactive room for people with disabilities and special needs to react with the environment that you can create.
Just, like, some people will be like, sensory room, you know, that you are. just explain to people, you know, we take our senses for granted so much. But just explain a little bit about what sensory therapy can do for people, like why that is important.
Okay, well, first of all, trampolining, it lends itself brilliantly to, it is a therapeutic activity for whatever level. Just being on a trampoline is thought to be therapeutic. So the benefits for people with special needs and disabilities are huge. We've also then, because the Trampoline Centre cater for people with disabilities, so we've also got this room set aside, prepared for a multisensory activity room. So people can go in there and work with other pieces of equipment to help stimulate various parts of their central nervous system and anything to help with their perception, interaction. So, you know, if I press this button, this happens. You can change the lights, the mood, the sounds, the textures of things.
Yeah, just a way for them to interact. Because some people that have got special needs, they interact, they still interact so, you know, just as much, but they're interacting in a different way. And that's often what's lacking, you know, in just everyday society, is meeting that need.
Helping them to communicate. So if they've only got a sound rather than some speech, they can use that sound to communicate their needs. So I can make this sound and turn this light on, or make this other sound happen, or it can be whatever you want. There'll be projectors in there, so you can work to a theme. That you could have a summer holiday theme, so there'll be seagull sounds going on and sounds of waves, and then you can have water play in there and so on. And it's for adults and children of any age.
That must be quite empowering with them as well, you know, if they find a way that they can communicate with
And it
someone.
Can enhance movement, so if they need to stretch out a hand or an arm to reach something to create this effect, then it encourages them to do that. encourages them to interact with the staff that are working with them.
I can't wait to see this room, but obviously the room needs to be done and you need to raise the money. And that's what you're trying to do, because the room probably will look amazing and everyone will be, I'm sure, welcome to go and have a look.
Absolutely. We're very proud of visitors at the centre if anyone wants to come.
It's kind of like, you at the Trampolining Centre, I say that you've set up a project, but it's not, you know, it's not just for people that are just interested in trampoline or just interested, you know, it's for the community. Like, if you haven't, you know, if you're a listener and you haven't been up to the Trampolining Centre, don't worry if you don't want to get on a trampoline or you don't want to, you know, go to a class or anything like that. Just go and have a look and see what facilities there, because perhaps you don't need to use it yourself, or you know, you haven't got time maybe in your normal sort of day-to-day life, a bit like me at the moment, because I'd really love to come and I actually want to come to one of your classes, Tricia, but you know, but when we're busy and stuff, but you must just pop in there, just opposite the Ford building, isn't it, and you know, parking's easy, and just go and have a look, go and have a nose, you know.
Yeah, why not? It is a unique facility. There isn't another one like it in the UK, where all 9 trampolines are sunken into the ground, so we've got absolutely improved access.
It'll probably be something
access.
In history one day. That's how
I hope so. The hall itself has got quite a lot of good history, so we are hopefully continuing with that history.
No, I really, really hope so. Is there anything, have you got any other news for me, Tricia?
We've got a 24-hour sponsor bounce-a-thon coming up, so people are able to come along, just give a donation, and joining with the trampolining. We'll be there from 4 p.m. on Friday the 27th of April to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 28th of April. There'll be lots of other stuff going on, but mostly we've got to have somebody at least bouncing for 24 hours. So obviously we're going to take turns, but it should be a lot of fun. Friday the 27th at 4 p.m. is kickoff.
4 p.m.
And we'll be jumping for 24 hours until 4 p.m. the following day.
4 p.m. on Saturday the 28th.
And all are welcome to come along. Of April.
Yeah, I'm just writing this down.
And that's in aid of the Mayor's charities, the Mayor's chosen charities.
I always, when I hear of these 24-hour sort of fitnessy things, I always think, now who's going to have to do that hour where you feel shattered, like in the middle of the night?
Oh no, that's the popular time. So we come along there, we will
no
be shutting the
way.
Building down.
Really?
Yeah, we'll all be in pyjamas. It's the overnight stretch. That time will be just for club members. But up to that, up to 10 o'clock in the evening, and from 10 o'clock onwards the following morning, it's open to members of public to come along.
Have you got quite
give
a lot
a donation.
Of club members volunteering?
Oh, gosh, yes.
You guys, you so know, right? Because what you could do, I suppose, is, you know, before it starts, someone else could go off for a little kip, couldn't they? There's no reason why that couldn't happen. But I bet you it won't, because you'd all be so high on adrenaline, it'll be like a party.
You should
take some pillows.
Yeah, we've got plenty of those anyway.
But you have to be
centre.
Bouncing. You're not allowed
somebody
to sleep
has
on
to be
the
bouncing.
Trampolines.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so there's no way of getting out of it.
No,
it's not like, oh yeah, it's a 24-hour bounce-a-thon, but we're going to set up a
no. It's not a snooze-a-thon.
No,
it's a definite bounce-a-thon.
Wonderful.
The Mayor Joan Holmes is coming down to open it, I believe, and like I said, the money's going to her charities, of which we are one, and the other is St Francis Hospice.
Fab. Well, thanks so much for coming into Phoenix and telling us all about that, and I hope as many people will get down there as possible on the 27th and the 28th of April, well, at 4 p.m. starting from Friday the 27th. 24 hours is all you've got. There's no reason why you can't go, even if you have got work. I'm sure you could just manage an hour after work or before on Saturday or after on Saturday, so depending on your working hours. Okay, thanks Trish.
You're very welcome. Can I just give our website out for
yes of course
listeners?
You can.
It's www.springiton.co.uk.
springiton.co.uk. thank you very much, and obviously I'll have those details here as well in case anyone hears it and then forgets. Just get in contact with me.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A127 Southend Arterial Road eastbound between Billericay and Leyndon and Rayleigh Weir in Southend-on-Sea. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road leading up to the Army and Navy. The Central Line's disrupted at Bank. Monument is... Oh, sorry. The Circle Line is disrupted at Monument. There's no service on the Waterloo and City at Bank. And there's no service on the Docklands Light Railway, Bank to Shadwell.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Phoenix FM.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you know someone who might need help in switching to digital TV? If they are 75 or over, registered blind, or partially sighted or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers them practical help to convert one of their TV sets to digital. To get the help, they need to respond to the letter the Help Scheme has sent them. If you know someone who is eligible, give them a helping hand and remind them to apply for the help they're entitled to. You can even help them fill out their application form or ask them to call free on 0800 4087 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
Tuesday night is Motorsports Night with me, Dave Turner, as we talk to some of the biggest names in the world of motorsport, from two wheels and four wheels. If you like your sports motorised, then join me, 6pm till 8pm every Tuesday, only on Phoenix 98FM, in association with ebspestcontrol.co.uk.
We'll be right back.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 14th of April, there's going to be a boot sale in aid of the Marillac Nursing Home. It's £7 for sellers, £8 for buyers. It's going to happen at the Marillac Nursing Home, Eagle Way in Worley. Teas, refreshments and a barbecue will be available. Buyers, admission is 50p. If you want to take a car full of stuff, it's £8. If you want to take a van full of stuff, it's £12. Call Eamon or Pat on 01277 220276 or email eamonb@marillac.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Stick another photo on your wall. time I'm in, driving up the M4 so soon. I can't wait for this to begin. You could spend your whole life searching for the answers to make sure if you've got enough, and if enough is enough to keep